Dave Moore on Today FM.
Dave, how are we?
I am very good. Glad to see you.
Delighted
it's always a joy when you wander into the studio.
A fellow fan of puns. I'm always happy to be in your company.
Yes, we are birds of a feather from that point of view. I'm a bit worried about you though.
Go on.
A couple of things.
You're not the only one. You wouldn't be the first and you won't be the last, Dave.
That's fair. I'm worried about your physical well-being because I know you just spent a long time in London.
Yes.
You were doing a show over there?
We're doing a play called The Last Incel.
Wow.
Dark comedy. Yeah.
And was it fun?
Absolutely loved it. We'd done it at Edinburgh Fringe last year.
Yeah.
And basically the theatre director from London saw it and then offered us a month-long run in London.
Wow.
So it was a dream because, you know, my accent, sometimes I think, do they understand what I'm saying? Can this go international? And the proof is there.
But the reason I'm worried about you is not because of that. That was a roaring success. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But I'm worried because I saw when I was following your journey on Instagram that you injured yourself quite badly over there.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal now, Dave. Do you know what? It was actually the day before we left to go to London. I was going to the Leinster final. It was Louth v Meath.
It was,
right? Yeah.
It was.
And I think, honestly, it was foreshadowing. My body was like, you needn't bother going, Justine. It's not going to go your
right.
way. And they were due justice.
Louth,
in fairness. I have to give it to them.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just getting ready, packing up bits for London, and I stone cold just fell on the step of my house, just flat straight onto it.
No one pushed you.
No one pushed me.
There wasn't a ghostly apparition all of a sudden. No.
Fell directly on the step and onto my rib directly, and it was so painful.
Yeah.
But I had to get the Meath jersey on, Dave. I had to get it on and I had
to
go to the door. But it was only then when I went to London the next day and the few days after, it just got worse and worse. And the thing is with a cracked rib, it can take a few days before it really kicks in.
Oh, then it kicks in. It
kicks in, but you're also meant to be resting. And we were doing a stage show with dance routines. There's four different dance routines.
Oh my God.
So that really wasn't helping things. And that made it a lot worse. And to the point that then I had to go to A&E over there.
So you've experienced the NHS.
And I have to say, only good words.
This is what people say.
Honestly, I was in and out in 2 hours. I had the x-ray done. It was confirmed it was cracked. And I was cracked as well, probably. But they were so quick going through it all. And
right.
I don't know. We were in a fancy area. So I don't know if it's that the other injuries were like cutting open their hand on an avocado.
I sliced open one of those champagne bottles with a sword and nipped my finger.
So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, Dave.
Right.
But I was in and out in 2 hours and...
Oh my God, guys. There's a girl who's got a normal injury. Seriously. She must be poor. Can we just check on the poor girl? She's Irish as well. Yeah, I know. That's amazing. So they looked after you. But you can't do anything for a cracked rib, can you?
You can't. That's the thing. Because I had a friend who broke one before and... They told me they used to put it in like a brace, but then that restricted people's breathing.
Right.
So the only thing you can do for it is rest.
Which you couldn't
which
do because you're performing for a dance routine.
Yeah.
Do they not understand art?
I'm committed. I suffered for the art, Dave. I had to do
you
it.
Did, fair play.
And now that I've come home, I had a bit of time to recuperate. But even if I was at a hen at the weekend, that didn't help matters. And that kind of aggravated it again. But
right.
You're looking at it can take 8 to 10 weeks to heal.
Listen, there's four dance routines in the play. There's 8 dance routines in any standard hen, to be fair. There's at least 8 up on the floor, down onto the stools, whatever it is. And actually, it's the hen I wanted to talk to you about. The second thing I'm worried about you, I'm actually worried about me and my daughter. I think I've made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So we were choosing names for our twin girls 10 years ago. They're 10 and a half now. And I don't know, I got this thing in my head that they should have symmetrical names. Like they should have the same number of letters because they're twins.
Yeah.
They don't have to be the same name. I don't want to like Laura and Laura Ann. Wasn't it? You know, it's just like, whatever. So
give them their own identity.
There is that. We called one Anna. And then I thought, wouldn't it be nice if the other girl's name ended in Na as well?
Okay.
So I looked around and I went Nina, Anna and Nina.
Yeah.
So I called them Anna and Nina. But I think I've cursed my Nina just like you've been cursed with Justine, because you did a TikTok recently about the fact that you went on the hen and you got a personalised water cup with your name Justine emblazoned on it.
You don't understand how much that meant to me, because growing up, the name Justine in Ireland caused so much confusion. And in schools, I was always Justin.
You weren't Justin.
I was. That's my dad's name. So they really thought outside the box.
He did the thing that I said I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
You go Justin and Justine.
Yeah. So, it was Christine, Joanne, Joanna, Jolene over Justine.
Justine is so much more normal than Jolene.
But it was absolutely
There's no song Justine, I suppose, from Dolly Parton. Maybe that's the reason why,
That's the thing.
So do you think I have cursed my daughter to a lifetime of, like, for example, you know the Coke Zero things are at the moment, everyone has names. Like, I was in the shop with her yesterday, and I found, my best friend's called Dunica, and I saw a Dunica beside David, took a photograph and went like, here we are, best mate, whatever. And I was Dunica. And she just looked at me, resignation in her 10-year-old eyes, and went, there'll never be a Nina.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's dead right.
There won't.
I hope she keeps that up now for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Because it is tough. You feel like you don't have the identity. You're not recognised. You're not seen.
And when you go to a holiday, say if you go abroad and you go and you look at a little fridge magnet,
yeah,
there'll always be an Anna.
There will.
There'll always be a Sam. There'll always be an Andrew. And then she gets sister. Like, that's literally what she gets. The poor thing. Or like, good girl. And I'm just like, oh, I feel so guilty.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you'll never find it. My mom, growing up, made me a little teddy and she painted on.
Oh,
stop.
On
it. So you're going to have to put in the effort, Dave.
That is very cute. Well, my wife's an artist. She can do all that.
There
kind
you
of
go.
Stuff. But I'll have to go home and tell her now that that's a very important thing to do for our poor daughter.
Yeah.
She have a life like Josephine, Jolene.
Jolene. Someone told me before I should change my name, my stage name, to Jolene Stand Up. And I'm like, I don't even understand. And why? Jolene Stand Up.
You should definitely do a show called Jolene Stand Up. That's absolutely what you should do. Well, actually, speaking of shows, talk to me about the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. This is an incredible thing. It runs from July 24th to the 27th. Everyone needs to go to this.
Oh, yes. This is honestly, it's always described by other comics as the comedian's Christmas. Because it's just about all of us getting together. And really, like for someone buying a ticket, you get a tapas of comedy. You know,
that's exactly,
it's a selection,
that's such
box.
A great way of describing it.
You know, you get
a selection.
Four or five for the price of one. And, you know, if you're struggling to pick which one do I want to go to, you don't have to.
No.
Because you have full lineup. There's 90 comedians over the whole weekend.
Ah, stop. In Ivy Gardens, by the way, which is a hidden gem in Dublin that people maybe don't even know exists until you go to something like this.
Yes.
And then you realise it's just off Harcourt Street.
Yeah.
In and around the Copperface Jacks area. You've been there, but you haven't been to Ivy Gardens.
Yeah.
And you go in, you're like, oh, what's this place?
Completely. And again, sometimes when you go in there now without it, I feel like, oh, the tent should be up here.
It's not quite the same.
It's not the same. Yeah. But it's a beautiful area
that
in
is.
There. And it's great to get in and explore it all. And it is bound to be a fantastic weekend.
Look, not only will you get Jolene Stand Up, you'll also get Tommy Tiernan, Jason Byrne, Deirdre O'Kane, Emma Doran, Neil Delamere, Young Hot Guys, Gerard Farley, Willa White, Jarlath Regan, Shane Todd, Rachel Galvo. You'll get international acts. You'll get Simon Bodkin. You'll get Janine Haruni, Fern Brady, Daniel Sloss. There's so many brilliant comics going to be at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, 24th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now.
They are.
Get your hands on those tickets. Do not be disappointed. Go and enjoy the Paddy Power Comedy Festival, a selection box of comedy. I heard a rumour about you that you juggle.
I do, Dave. I do.
I'm going to challenge you in a second to a juggle off. Not juggle off. Not a juggle off. That sounds.
Wait, can you juggle?
No. Okay. Here's the thing.
Oh my God.
I think I'm going to blow your mind. Not with the fact that I can juggle badly, but I can juggle.
This is incredible.
But I think royalty to you taught me how to juggle. Okay. So you're a Meath lady.
An inspiration.
You've presumably heard of Slane Castle.
I've heard of it.
Lord Mount Charles.
Absolutely.
I went to college with Alex, who is Lord Mount Charles' son. Who's easily one of the most handsome people I've ever seen in my life.
I can believe it.
And he captured me. He enraptured me at college. And one night we were at a house party and I was doing that, like, trying to just be cool, but just going, hey guys, Alex is here. He's really sound. He's really sound. I'm just staring at him with puppy dog eyes I just need to cop on here.
You can't not fangirl.
No, can't. So not only is he Lord Mount Charles, he's also great. Anyway, he's like, I can juggle. And I was like, what? As if there wasn't enough attraction. You calm down, please. And then he spent 4 hours teaching me how to juggle. So Lord Mount Charles's heir taught me how to juggle.
That is incredible.
For a Meath woman, I thought you'd appreciate that.
That is fantastic. Is it something to do with Meath? I don't know what. Now, my reason for juggling was I was very bored. There wasn't much to do in Albert growing up. And I just one summer was like, I suppose I better do something. And I just taught myself how to juggle.
Excellent. And so did you do what he taught me, which was one ball from
always
right to
air.
Left.
Yeah.
Do that one. And then it was throw, catch.
Yes.
With two balls.
Yes.
And then you just kept that going and that's how you juggle.
Oh my God.
See, so maybe it's a Meath thing.
Yeah,
why is Meath the centre of juggling in Ireland? Does anyone know? Maybe you were all court jesters in Slane Castle. Maybe that's what
probably,
it is.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, here's my challenge for you. And I realise this is radio, everybody, but let's try this. I'm going to hand Justine things.
Oh, just,
and I want
okay.
you to juggle the things.
Okay.
So we're going to start with Today FM mic pop shields.
Okay. Now they're very light. That's where you're
oh,
thrown.
I know. Yeah. Okay, these are the things that sit on the microphones that say Today FM on them, and they are very light.
Yeah.
Now they're not as light as you might think, but they're light enough.
They are light.
Now, do you want to stand up here, or
I'm
do you like
stand
you stand up? Okay,
I'm gonna
so Justine's gonna stand up.
This is gonna be light now because you know that's what throws you. Because I juggled car keys at Knobber Fair Day one year, competing for the Queen of Knobber Fair, and I didn't win.
You didn't win
because the weight of them will throw you.
Okay. Well, listen, just to let you know, this is the easy one.
Oh great.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Mike Shields. Ah, easy. Round the back. Stop the lights. Off the knee. Justine. Ah, she's doing keepy uppies.
Okay.
Okay, now serious round of applause. That is ludicrously good. Oh my God. I thought this was going to be difficult.
Very deceiving.
Now we're going to go for stuffed animals.
Oh great!
So I've got an owl, which I think might be Harry Potter, or might not.
Is it Don Conroy?
I've got a Paddington.
Oh lovely!
And I've got a living nature fox. The fox is big.
This is the thing.
Paddington's small, and the owl is medium. So they're going to have different weight classes.
Yeah. And you're going to do all these too now,
no
Dave, right?
No chance whatsoever. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. Here we go. Stuffed animals. Justine, round two. Go. No bother at all.
Fox throws you.
Fox is heavier. Oh, around the back again. Paddington's caught. I tell you what. Off the elbow. The skill levels are through the roof. There she goes. Round two. Absolutely complete. This is ridiculous.
That's the cutest juggling I've ever done with teddies. That's amazing. I could do kids' parties now.
You could. There's a new job for you. Jolene, stand up. If
you come out with knives now, Dave, I'm not going to do it.
These are worse than knives.
Okay.
I'm going to get you to juggle with, listen to this, 3 plastic pigeons. The random stuff you have in a radio station.
Where do you even get these?
I don't actually know where these came from. They're huge. They're plastic.
There's no way.
Okay, so we realised, trust me, this is all being shot for social media. You will see this, but you can't see it right now. But can Justine Stafford juggle 3...
Because you'd be thinking you do them like the pins. And I've never...
We're about to find out. Okay, 3 plastic pigeons. Set yourself up there. She's only got small hands, the poor thing. These things are massive and slippy. Go! Oh my God, she's doing it. She did it once. She did one round of juggling and then they all fell down.
Just is it ironic because pigeons should fly, right?
They should.
The dead pigeons.
This has been absolutely
that
brilliant.
That is insane. Where do you acquire these things?
As I said, working radio long enough, you end up, I have a press outside there of things.
Yeah.
And these are the kinds of things that I've ended up with over the last few years. Who knows how? Listen, go check it out today, FM. You will see a video of Justine doing her juggling. It's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for being a good sport, especially with a broken rib.
Thank you for having me, Dave. And I can't wait to see you do these right now.
Okay,
yeah?
I'll give it a go now as you play a song. Yeah. Paddy Power Comedy Festival, July 24th, 27th. Tickets on sale now. Justine is going to perform there. You don't want to miss it. Justine, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.